This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast.
I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Monday the 16th of April. After a relatively low-key start to the 2012 season, the J-League suddenly burst into life on Saturday, with 28 goals scored across the 9 top-flight matches. 6 of them produced single-goal victories, including a trio of 3-2 scorelines that kick off today's running order. Find out where, who and how right after this. Well, hello again, and early leaders for Galatasaray Sendai issued a statement of intent to the rest of the division with a 3-2 victory away to reigning champions Kashiwa Reysol. The visitors took the lead after just 2 minutes, when a corner from Yoshiaki Ota found the head of the Galta defender Naoki Sugai. Leandro Dominguez levelled the scores with a fabulous free kick early in the second half, but Kashiwa were behind again almost immediately, thanks to a second goal in as many matches from Kunimitsu Sekiguchi, after Wilson's skillful footwork tore a hole through the defence. Leandro equalised again, somewhat bizarrely, when his half-hearted attempt from a narrow angle somehow squirmed through the legs of Takuto Hayashi in the visitors' goal. But Shingo Akamine was on hand to seal all 3 points for Sendai from another Ota cross, and the champion's misery was complete when Leandro was sent off for a second yellow card late on. Shimizu S-Pulse leapfrogged local rivals Jubilo Iwata into 6th place in the middle of the chasing pack, with a 3-2 win in the first Shizuoka derby of the year. The home side at Nihon Daira recovered from the concession of a Chobyun Cook opener to equalise through Toshiyuki Takagi right on half-time, before 2 well-taken goals by Genki Omai bookended the second 45 minutes and gave S-Pulse an unassailable advantage, despite an even later consolation strike by Kosuke Yamamoto. In the weekend's third 3-2 scoreline, Gamba Osaka finally secured 3 points for the first time this season, thanks to a dramatic comeback against managerless Kawasaki Frontale. Despite the midweek sacking of former boss Naoki Soma, Kawasaki came out of the blocks quickly to lead after just 19 seconds through Yusuke Sakata's header, before Yu Kobayashi was left totally unmarked at a Sakata corner on the half hour to seemingly push Gamba towards their 5th league defeat in 6. But a Sota Nakazawa header at the end of the first half restored hope for Masanobu Matsunami's men, who rose to the occasion to turn things around in the second period, thanks to goals from new boys Akihiro Sato and Hiroyuki Abe. Kashima Antlers moved off the foot of the table with their first win of the season, away to high-flying FC Tokyo. After Shinzo Koroki dinked the visitors into a first-half lead, Tokyo levelled in unusual fashion with just 6 minutes remaining, when Sotan Tanabe eventually fired the ball in through a melee of players at an indirect free kick, awarded when Hitoshi Sogahata handled a back pass. Hitoshi Shiota had committed a similar offence earlier in the match after replacing the injured Shuichi Gonda. But although the host had survived on that occasion, his day was ruined when a poor parry from Juninho's attempt left an open goal for Yasushi Endo to win it deep into stoppage time. With Sanfrecce Hiroshima also losing 1-0 away to the impressive J1 newcomers Sagan Tosu, Urawa Reds took advantage to move up as high as second, with a 2-0 victory over Vissel Kobe. Yuki Abe netted his first goal since returning from Leicester City, while Marcio Richardes converted a trademark free kick late on. Elsewhere, Nagoya Grampus rose to third with a comfortable 3-1 win over Consadole Sapporo, who dropped to the bottom. Cerezo Osaka surprisingly succumbed to Albrecht Niigata's first victory of the campaign, while winless Yokohama F. Marinos played out a 1-1 draw with Omiya Ardija. Three more quick talking points to finish up with, and Sean and Belmare maintained their unbeaten start in J2, defeating Yokohama FC by 3-2 to stand 4 points clear of Kyoto Sanga at the summit. Shinji Kagawa's Borussia Dortmund need just one more point to seal their second straight Bundesliga crown, after coming from behind to edge Atsuto Uchida's Schalke by 2-1 in the Ruhr derby. Finally, in women's football, Nadeshko League champions Einat Kobe Leonessa began the defence of their title in spectacular fashion, with a 7-0 thrashing of newly promoted Speranza FC Osaka Takatsuki on Sunday afternoon. Right, that's about it from me. Join me again for another Minutecast at the same time next week. Bye for now.